This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says its ground forces will expand their activities in Gaza Friday night. The announcement came hours after Israeli forces conducted a second ground raid in as many days, and after Israeli forces and the defense minister said the country expects to launch a long and difficult ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. The development also came after communication services in the Gaza Strip were cut following a heavy round of Israeli airstrikes that lit up the sky over the darkened territory. Later in the day, the UN General Assembly called for humanitarian truce. Muslim and Jewish civil rights groups say that they've seen large increases and reports of harassment against members of their community since the October 7th Hamas attacks. Many reports have involved violence or threats against protesters at rallies in support of Israel or in support of Palestinians over the last 2 weeks. Other reported attacks and harassment have been directed at random Muslim or Jewish people in public. A spokesperson for the Council on American Islamic Relations says the organization has received 774 reports of bias-related acts since October 7th. The Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism reports that at least 312 anti-Semitic acts were recorded between October 7th and October 23rd. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed to meet on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the planning. There's more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The new House Speaker has had a key role in trying to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election win. Republican Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana spearheaded a legal brief in support of an unsuccessful lawsuit trying to overturn U.S. President Donald Trump's loss at the time. Johnson repeated baseless conspiracy theories about the election and voted against certifying its outcome after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Johnson's role is significant because he's now second in the line of presidential succession after the vice president. And in the House in January, we have a key role in certifying the winner of next year's presidential election. Former President Donald Trump is set to testify November 6th in the civil business fraud case against him, following testimony from his three eldest children. State lawyers disclosed the schedule in court Friday when the judge ruled that the former president's daughter, Ivanka, also must take the stand. It was already expected that the ex-president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify, but the timing became clear Friday. Pope Francis has ordered the Vatican to reopen the case of a well-known priest artist accused of sexually assaulting and psychologically and spiritually abusing adult women. The Vatican says Francis has removed the statute of limitations on their claims to allow a trial to the case of Reverend Marco Ivan Rupnik. Again, made headlines when a diocese in his native Slovenia confirmed it, and it had welcomed him after he was expelled by Jesuit order this summer. The Vatican statement said Pope Francis's Abuse Prevention Commission had flagged serious problems in the way the case was handled, prompting Francis to take action. Survivors of a Category 5 storm that killed at least 27 people as it devastated Mexico's resort city of Acapulco are searching for acquaintances and necessities and hoping aid will come quickly in the wake of Hurricane Otis. The Pacific storm strengthened with shocking swiftness before slamming into the coast early Wednesday. The Mexican government has deployed around 10,000 troops to deal with the aftermath, bought the equipment to move tons of mud and fallen trees from the streets had been slow in arriving. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.